In Randburg today, EFF leaders Julius Malema and Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, they've gone on trial for assault. They're accused of assaulting a police officer at Winnie Madikizela Mandela's funeral in 2018. They have pleaded not guilty and deny the charges against them. Hundreds of EFF members have come out in support today. Have a listen. So as you can hear, lots of EFF members there outside court today in support. So Lieutenant Colonel Johannes Venter, who is the member of the VIP Protection Unit, who was allegedly assaulted, he is currently being cross-examined by Julius Malema's advocate, Lawrence Hodes. So let's have a little listen to that, courtesy of Newsroom Africa.
The implementation.
Here there's no mention of it. In your very own statement, you say I didn't allow those people into the cemetery. Do you agree with me?
Volgens de verklaring ja, maar het is niet die personen niet, dat is die voertuig.
As per the statement, yes, but it is not the people, it is the vehicle.
You're an experienced policeman making a statement. You yourself know that it says here that you didn't allow the people in. Do you agree with me?
Volgens de verklaring ja.
As per the statement, yes.
Maar dat is wat ik bedoel,
but that is not what I meant.
Het is het voertuig, niet die personen.
It was the vehicle and not the occupants or the people.
Then why didn't you say that? Why is there no mention anyway, sir, of accredited vehicles, a convoy, or anything pertaining to parking or vehicles as we've heard for so long in court today?
En ook waarom, want ik heb de verklaring afgelegd, zoals ik het vroeger zei. Die avond is er gewoon contact via kolonel Naidoo.
Now, your worship, as I previously stated, the evening when I made the statement, the evening thereof, I was then contacted by kolonel Naidoo.
Om een opvolgverklaring te doen.
To make a follow-up statement.
I don't understand your answer. Maybe you want to clarify. I want to give you every opportunity. So you were called after the event by Colonel Naidoo to make a follow-up statement. How did he know that the statement didn't mention vehicles?
That's Advocate Lawrence Hodes there acting for Julius Malema. He is currently cross-examining Lieutenant Colonel Johannes Venter at the moment. Sure, and I've watched Lawrence Hodes cross-examine many people in court, so I can just imagine how Johannes Venter is feeling at the moment. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, she's watching in court for us. Khumotso, what exactly has been happening this morning?
Well, Mandy, inside court, there's currently the cross-examination, as you say, of Colonel Venter, who's been giving his accounts of what happened on that day, particularly in 2018, at the funeral of Winnie Madikizela Mandela. He insists that Mbuyiseni Ndlozi and Julius Malema were the men that pushed him while he was at the entrance. He'd been stationed at the entrance of the cemetery, and his job really was to check that all the cars that made their way into that cemetery had been accredited. He insists that the vehicle that Malema and Ndlozi were using, that's a black Mercedes-Benz Viano, did not have the accreditation sticker, and so he couldn't let them into the cemetery. However, lawyers for Malema insist that there was accreditation. They also insist that they had personal accreditation to be at the funeral. They also have used the funeral program, Mandy, that has Julius Malema as one of the speakers at the stadium, and they believe that that's reason enough to allow him into the cemetery, while Spencer really feels that he's been given an instruction, and only the heads of state and specific people were allowed into the cemetery.
Julius Malema and Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, they've both pleaded this morning, saying not guilty. Have they said anything else today to their supporters or to the media?
Not yet, Mandy. They really went into the courtroom, really hurrying into the courtroom because I do believe they were a little late. But we are expecting that Malema and maybe even Ndlozi will address their supporters. There's really a large group of EFF members here. buses and buses just outside the Randburg Magistrates Court, and I believe they've set up a stage, their signature stage that's actually a truck that turns into a stage just in the court, in the yard of the court. And so they we're expecting someone to speak, yeah? That's a clear indication that there will be a speech given after the court appearance of Malema
Ndlovu. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter. She's at the Randburg Court for us. So Lieutenant Colonel Johannes Venter, he's currently in the witness box at the Randburg Magistrates Court. He's describing how he was pushed by Julius Malema and Moiseni Ndlozi, saying he can't say how many times he was pushed, but he was pushed. And of course, under cross-examination at the moment.